This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated 75 redeveloped railway stations across 20 states from Jalandhar in Punjab last evening. These stations have been modernized under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, which is one of the world's largest station redevelopment programs. Developed at a cost of about 1,570 crore rupees, these stations have been transformed into modern, passenger-friendly facilities. Redeveloped in the spirit of Virasat Bhi, Vikas Bhi, the stations incorporate elements reflecting the local culture, heritage and architecture. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, the inauguration of the 75 redeveloped railway stations reflects the rapid transformation that Indian Railways has undergone over the past few years.
बीते वर्षों में भाजपा सरकार ने स्थितियों को बदलना शुरू किया आज पूरे देश में रेलवे स्टेशनों का कायाकल्प किया जा रहा है अमृत भारत स्टेशन स्कीम के तहत 1300 से ज्यादा रेलवे स्टेशन को आधुनिक बनाया जा रहा है
Earlier in the day, India got its first hydrogen-powered train. When Prime Minister Modi flagged the passenger service from Jind Railway Station in Haryana. The train will run between Jind and Sonipat Railway Stations and cover the 89-kilometre distance in 2 hours. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will today visit the BSF's 18th Battalion Border Outpost at Jumagach in West Bengal, located near the India-Bangladesh border. Mr. Shah will interact with BSF personnel, address a Prahari Sammelan, participate in a plantation drive and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several BSF-related development projects. The Union Home Minister reached Baghdogra Airport in Siliguri last night on a 3-day visit to West Bengal. Mr. Shah was received by West Bengal Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari on his arrival at the airport. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met Estonia's Foreign Affairs Minister Margus Tsahkna in Tallinn. The two leaders yesterday discussed ways to further strengthen India-Estonia cooperation in trade, investment, digital transformation, cyber security and emerging technologies. They also exchanged views on creating new opportunities following the successful conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement negotiations. Addressing the India-Estonia Business Forum in the presence of Mr. Tsahkna, Mr. Goyal said combining India's digital capabilities and scale with world-class manufacturing, supported by the India-EU FTA framework, can further boost bilateral ties and strengthen the India-EU partnership. The Ministry of External Affairs has said discussions between India and Japan on the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project are progressing well. Replying to a question regarding a social media post related to the project, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, the post reflects an individual opinion and is at considerable variance with the facts. Briefing the media in New Delhi, he said, Japan will provide the E20 train series, but only in the early 2030s, as the train is still under development. On Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, the MEA spokesperson said, that the government has always maintained that the entire union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are an integral part of India. The United Nations Human Rights Agency has voiced concern over the wave of unrest in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, calling for investigations into deaths of protesters. In a statement, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, urged Pakistani authorities to exercise restraint, protect fundamental rights and ensure accountability for reported violence ahead of regional elections at the end of the month. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Panama, Javier Eduardo Martinez Acha Vasquez, will be undertaking an official 5-day visit to India from tomorrow. In the Japan Open badminton, star Indian shuttler and 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face world number 4 Chen Yufei of China in the semi-final of the women's singles in Tokyo this morning. Sindhu advanced to the last 4 after former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan withdrew from her quarter-final match yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.